President Obama came to Kennedy Space Center to defend his decision to cancel the Constellation program to return humans to the moon and to outline his vision of broader space exploration.
The point is, what we're looking for is not just to continue on the same path, we want to leap into the future. We want major breakthroughs, a transformative agenda for NASA.
The president called for an increase in NASA's budget by $6 billion over the next 5 years, with $3 billion devoted to research on a heavy lift rocket. He also addressed worries of job losses in Florida by announcing a $40 million government initiative for the area. And he outlined what he called the next chapter in U.S. space leadership.
We'll start by sending astronauts to an asteroid for the first time in history. By the mid-2030s, I believe we can send humans to orbit Mars and return them safely to Earth. And a landing on Mars will follow. And I expect to be around to see it.
President Obama faces criticism in Congress and within the space community for the changes. Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, says canceling the Constellation program is devastating and threatens the U.S. status as the world's leader in space exploration. But NASA Administrator Charles Bolden, a former astronaut, says the president is seeking to help the agency to fulfill new dreams.
To come true, dreams need to be tested in the crucible of practicality, trial, and error. They need to be calibrated and thought through in painstaking detail so that all the pieces are certain to work together. In this case, to lift us physically, and I dare say emotionally and even spiritually, into the deep frontier, the star-studded universe that all of us are so anxious to explore.
Mr. Obama recalled Armstrong's first moon landing in 1969 and challenged the agency to build upon that historic mission.
It wasn't just the greatest achievement in NASA's history, it was one of the greatest achievements in human history. And the question for us now is whether that was the beginning of something or the end of something. I choose to believe it was only the beginning.
The president said nobody is more committed to manned spaceflight and human exploration of space than he is. But he said it must be done in a smart way by breaking with past ways of doing things to make getting to space easier and more affordable. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.